Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States condemns in the strongest of terms the unprecedented attack on the state of Israel by the Islamic Republic of Iran and its militant proxies and partners, said Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
Iran's intent was to cause significant damage and death in Israel. It launched over 300 munitions, including more than 100 ballistic missiles and land attack cruise missiles at Israel, as well as explosive unmanned aerial vehicles. Iran's reckless actions not only posed a threat to populations in Israel, but also to other UN member states in the region, including Jordan and Iraq.
Iran has a long record of flagrantly violating its international legal obligations, notably through the actions of its Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, said Ambassador Wood.
By arming Hezbollah in violation of Security Council Resolution 1701, by arming, facilitating, and enabling Houthi attacks on Saudi Arabia and the UAE, and, more recently, merchant and commercial shipping in the Red Sea in clear violation of Resolution 2216, and in defiance of Resolution 2722.
In recent years, Iran also has repeatedly violated international law by targeting with mines and seizing commercial ships in international waters of the Persian Gulf and surrounding waterways. Iran also was, in a broad sense, complicit in the October 7th attack on Israel because it has provided significant funding and training for the military wing of Hamas, said Ambassador Wood. He went on to urge the Security Council to unequivocally condemn Iran's aggressive actions and call for Iran and its partners and proxies to cease their attacks. The United States supports Israel's exercise of its inherent right to defend itself in the face of this attack, stressed Ambassador Wood.
And let me be clear. If Iran or its proxies take actions against the United States or further action against Israel, Iran will be held responsible.
The best way to prevent any further escalation is an unambiguous condemnation from the Security Council of Iran's unprecedented, large-scale attack and an unequivocal call on it and its proxies and partners to refrain from further violence.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.